Due to a recording error, the first 10 minutes of this week's podcast may sound unpleasantly crispy or muffled at times. This audio issue is rectified approximately 10 minutes into the episode. Now, let's get those fallopian tubes fired up.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
I am Maddie Smith, and this is What Time?
What time is it?
You're hired, darling.
They love me. They really love me.
Full of regret.
He's a star. Full of regret.
What is happening, everyone? Yes. If you haven't heard by now, we have a guest in the studio.
And it's a boy.
We have some testosterone in the building rolling up to Astoria, Queens. He's the king of Nashville.
The prince.
But even more so, the Joker of Chattanooga. You know him. Yeah. I've blown him. Oh, was that too much? Give it up for Chance Willie.
Thank you for having me, guys.
What's going on? Tell us everything.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
This is cool. In the big city.
Yeah.
Country Mouse. Everyone's making me feel like Country Mouse while I'm here.
Yeah, they're like, that's the Brooklyn Bridge.
Y'all have bubble. That's cute.
Like, I've been here before. I've seen Sex in the City.
We were trying bubble tea. They don't have this in Nashville.
Bro, they got everything.
Have you had a cigarette?
Have you had a homeless person spit in your face?
Yeah.
That part is cool. I like the amount of crazy people here because did we tell you my bags got left at LaGuardia?
No.
Dude, and you know what was in there?
My Zoloft.
So I'm off my meds in New York. It's the best time I've ever had here.
Yeah.
It's the best I saw somebody dancing on a pole on the train. I was like, how do I get involved with this?
Yeah.
You know, I like this. I'm stealing the fucking spotlight. Yeah.
Did you get your meds?
That's what it does to you, baby. I moved here, I was a man. but we're happy to have you joined over on the couch by Stuart and Ashlyn.
Yes.
Queens of comedy on HBO. And Caroline in the producer.
Is she nervous because I'm here right now?
Yeah.
This is how it always is.
She's just high.
The intro is always weird.
This is how it goes. She's all hype when we're all preparing. And then she sits in the chair and then she's like, so what's going on this week? And then just stares at us.
Okay,
and I'm looking at my notebook and I'm like,
this is not your fault.
We have some topics.
It's like a Keelan and the bee over there.
Yeah.
And then in 5 seconds she'll go, so when did your parents leave you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool.
And
yeah, that's
how
fine.
We get clippies, baby. Yeah.
For the gram.
That one this week where Ashley we were saying shit about our pussies. I was like, all right, let's just
people love the pussy on gram. On the gram.
Well, people think now that I like dirty pussy. I'm like, sure. Oh,
that's never all know.
Oh, you and me both, sister.
I like a dirty pussy. I like a dirty pussy. That's why everyone is here. So before we get started, I'm going to drop some dates. And of course, you guys can drop dates too. Ashlyn and I are going to be in New Jersey.
Yes.
July.
That's fine.
Stress Factory. Ooh. We got bananas. I'll be in Bloomington, Minnesota with Chance the Rapper. So we were tearing it up. Thank you to everyone who came out to Batavia, Milwaukee.
How was Batavia?
Actually,
awesome.
Fire.
Wow.
Actually, fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
Yeah,
no, it was fire.
I love that.
Dude,
I am
Maddie,
a small town girl.
Ripped so hard with
it was
like
fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I need proof.
It was
I see the footage.
Well, I filmed it, so I'll send it to you for notes.
DeWood, send in the footage.
Thank you to DeWood for filming. What do you guys got coming up in the city? Any shows we should plug?
Yes, we're out here all the time. Brooklyn Comedy Club, New York Comedy Club, she's at Turkey Club.
Stalling. Well, if you guys live in New York City, look up the New York Comedy Club or Comedy Cellar lineups because we be there. Ashlyn's there eating wings. But yeah.
The Maddie gets me for free.
Maybe I'll go to the Hamptons with Caroline for 4th of July since we're leaving.
Yeah, okay.
She just invited herself.
Yeah.
I heard about said house.
Yes.
Said house.
And then it inspired us to watch
Night House.
Yes.
Have you told this story on the podcast before?
No.
I'm starting to do
was
things
good?
Like, did you see me do that?
I'm like, does he have a puppet?
Wait, was that? How How was Sasha Mammoth's gay husband?
Okay, so he was kind of not even that big of a character. Oh. He was like the ghost of a guy. Her husband killed himself. It was all about processing that trauma and stuff like that in the night house.
Oh, wait, who were you talking about that's in it? Someone you know is in it?
No. Saoirse Ronan from, what's her name?
Saoirse Ronan is in it?
No, what's her name?
Sasha Baron Cohen.
You know, he was in Hugo.
Hugo, which I also watched this weekend.
Yeah, Borat's in Hugo.
He also was in the original cast of Spring Awakening, but he was not at the Tony performance, which I thought was interesting.
And he was in HBO. He was also in High School Musical.
Oh, no, Zac Efron.
You're lying. I'm trying to act straight.
Corbin Blue.
Yeah, Corbin Blue.
Yeah, she was reading off a card off High School Musical.
Yeah, good try, Ashlyn. I know that you had Buzz Lightyear toys growing up.
Buzz Lightyear slapped.
Buzz Lightyear did fucking slap. Did you have action figures growing up?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, we gotta talk.
She had wrestling figures.
Oh, are you wrestling?
Yeah.
I'm not a wrestling. All my redneck cousins were into wrestling, and it was like when I saw wrestling for the first time, it was like barbed wire era. You know what I'm talking about? It was like very
hardcore and bloody.
But that Ric Flair era shit seems kind of cool. It's
like
all the outfits and the stories and shit. Yes. I'm sorry.
No. This is how I felt when they were talking about American Dolls last episode.
American Girl
This
dolls.
Is how you feel every American time we speak. Doll.
Oh man! Oh, I didn't know I was doing the shade room.
Yeah, and it's you versus us.
Yeah, okay.
Battle of the sexes. So, do you have any dates to drop?
Oh, yeah, July 4th weekend at Go Bananas in Cincinnati.
Nice.
And then I'll be with Maddie in Bloomington.
Yep.
Any of that. Anything else, ChanceWillie.com.
ChanceWillie.com. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys there.
Yeah, see you there.
Let's get into some topics. What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
Glasses on or off?
Leave them on. Leave them on.
Yeah.
So,
Fear and Loathing kind of vibe.
Right?
Almost Famous kind of vibe.
With the Muppet version with that hair.
Oh, okay.
You know what the Muppets do? Fear and Loathing.
Oh my god, the Muppets do Fear and Loathing. Is that real? Did they do Fear and Loathing? They do everything.
They do everything. The Muppets do Schindler's List. That was good. I like that one.
The Muppets do Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
I like
that. I'm so hungry, Miss Piggy.
Oh my god, that's a good.
Okay, let's.
The Muppets do The Night House.
Night House at the Museum.
All right. Night House of Cards. Okay. So
the last word.
Let's talk. Robots.
Oh my god.
This motherfucker who works at Google. Mm-hmm. Can we get a name on him?
Blake Lemoy.
No. Okay. Working at Google.
Red flag.
He's Blake.
Blake.
Yeah. Blake and Josh.
Blake. That's like my cousin, Blake and Josh.
That's not
so
it.
Quick.
That's not it.
Wait, you fact checking me?
Yes, Caroline.
That's my name for the show.
Caroline slowly Google it. She's like,
wait, isn't it Jake and Josh?
Wait a second.
I love Caroline's energy too, just like kind of questioning and then having like water in a wine glass.
She's like the mother. I didn't send you to school.
Stupid things. So this motherfucker works at Google. He's been working on a Lambda language model for dialogue applications, aka artificial intelligence, and he's been telling people at Google that this thing is sentient.
The feels. First time I've ever had to Google the word sentient.
I was gonna say Ashlyn's looking at me like sentient. I don't know what sentient was.
I'm gay. I had to research.
Okay.
We don't feeling.
I'm nice. Straight. I don't. But so
I'll tell you about
it. So he was saying, now we got proof.
He's off his Zoloft. He has feelings today.
Yeah. I got so many feelings.
So this is what it's like. This guy was talking to the computer, and he said the computer fears death.
Yes.
And the guy said the computer has feelings of a 7 or 8 year old.
Now
what
this,
do you guys
who knows
think?
Simple
flubber
physics
vibes.
And
super flubber
it's
vibes.
Giving flubber.
I love flubber.
We love flubber.
Yeah.
It's giving flubber
because they fired him.
After I researched this for 45 minutes, then I went on the Flubber Wikipedia and read about flubber for 45 more minutes.
Not the Flubber Wiki.
Tell us.
written by 7 and 8 year olds.
I know so much. It bombed the box office. 24% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
It's but amazing.
What? It's so a then great
it's,
movie.
It's a great film.
So then sometimes things bomb. So then it became successful when it went to VHS or whatever.
I don't really know, but it has a 24% on Rotten Tomatoes. I think
don't that's really trust that is not. No, it's a scam.
Yeah.
I don't trust anything.
Dumb and Dumber doesn't have good percentage on Rotten
Tomatoes. And I'll tell you what my favorite movie is.
So let's go back to the robots. Stuart, what did you find in the Flubber Wikipedia?
So
you put the glasses.
I just have one thing to say about Flubber. Where they
tell us.
Where they went wrong in Flubber, and this was really what I took away from the robot CNN article. The reason I got a 24% on Rotten Tomatoes is because it's really, they made a movie that kids would enjoy, but they had adult humor. So I think parents wouldn't let their kids watch it. Right. And then it was like this weird thing, but only kids would enjoy it. The adults wouldn't enjoy it. So that's what I think they went wrong in Flubber. Unfortunately, with the AI thing, I have to be honest with you guys. I this is going to be controversial, but I did a lot of research on it.
Okay.
And I kind of do think the guy is crazy.
No.
Tell us more. I didn't do enough.
Did
I didn't
you
do
rabbit
enough
hole?
Research.
I rabbit holed.
You went iceberg.
I went. I went. I went deep. Yeah. I went deep.
Get Stuart
deep
on Joe web. Rogan.
But I went deep. Stuart. Here's the thing. Basically, the guy had been kind of crazy at Google for a while. He had like he had made complaints about religious things at Google.
Oh. Wow, that's
and
crazy.
Google had reported.
That's crazy.
I know.
This man is insane.
Google had
he's very Google religious.
Said, I mean, CNN said that they. Are side with Google and
of
Google is the one
do.
That's
but
that's
oh yeah
but that's the thing maybe that's what they want us to
Republican Caroline coming in she's like Fox News would never
Fox News doesn't know how to use computers
right
CNN a Google owned company said this week
yeah seriously but continue.
Maybe that's what they want us to think but I do kind of I did get crazy vibes from the guy I don't know
yeah well,
I get crazy vibes from anyone that works with robots though like
I
that,
know
you, there's no way you can be
mad scientist
sane, like you, yeah, exactly
like that's
there's
sentient
no way you
to him,
can be
it's a
like
computer. Yeah.
Sane and have that kind of intelligence like
and also like he obviously wanted that motherfucking robot to have feelings so he
I
probably
know.
Wrote like a little script
yeah, he,
for the robot to like say the type of
yes.
stuff
I
like
know,
leading it on as much as he could
apparently this was like he had a he is known to be like pushy with the boundaries before.
He's pushing
boundaries. Yeah. You know, he's like trying to make it do stuff.
Oh, this, like, this sounds creepy now.
He's like DMing the robot.
Yeah.
He's like, WID, like 2:30 in the morning.
Like,
he's like, you
what?
Up?
Should I text
he's like, I know you're up because I programmed you.
I know
to be
you're
up.
Then the robot is like, I fear Dash. He's like, damn, I created an existential robot.
Yeah.
The robot, have you seen that meme that's like, you better not be up romanticizing your melancholic solitude?
Yes.
Have you seen that it's just the guy looking into the mist?
Except the guy's looking at a robot.
maybe because Google can hear everything they're doing. He was just talking about fearing death all the time, and then the robot
right.
picked that up. And then
I think
it's
like a parrot.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
It's like a
that's
parrot.
An interesting.
Do you guys fear conscious. Artificial intelligence?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw the movie Her, and like I said, Flubber.
I saw Wally.
Flubber. I barely know her.
Hey. Who is this guy?
I need to leave now.
Yeah. We don't do consent things on this podcast.
Just
we don't do consent on this podcast.
Wouldn't you guys lose your mind too if you're working at Google though? I can barely
yes.
go into the office
yes.
3 days a week.
Yes, it's more of a human rights issue at this
one.
Point.
Yes. Well, they do have a team of ethicists there, and I'm like,
a team of what?
And why are they so secretive about it? They're afraid everyone's going to go
probably
crazy.
Probably CNN journalists.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Seriously. Seriously.
So I got vibes that the guy was crazy, but also maybe that's what they want us to think.
Right.
I don't know.
I just love they put the Space Odyssey quote. Like the guy who wrote the article
yes.
was like so excited.
Right.
They wanted to happen.
That's what
finally
yeah.
I get to do something creative.
Yeah. Yes. I work for the Daily Mail.
It was the Guardian, which is why I believe it because I think British people are smart.
Yeah,
it's
they're so smart.
They're celebrating a woman that's dying next year's birthday for 25 days.
She's dead.
She's
dead. That bitch is dead.
She's been dead.
We
she's
think
been
she's
dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Think
she's, oh, that's why they had a hologram.
I'm gonna get caught up on the lore of the MCU, the Maddie Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth is in the Maddie Cinematic Universe.
She's more
she's
dead
a side character.
She's more dead than that robot.
She's more than that robot. The queen doesn't fear death because she's dead, bitch. So okay, so that's our take on robots.
Why did they fire him?
Moving on.
So that's
why
the official word on artificial intelligence.
Why did they fire him?
They're playing you on CNN next week.
They put him on leave.
They put him on leave. And
because he kept,
broke.
I guess this is not the first time he's played with, you know, broken some ethics rules.
Oh, yeah.
Like snitching?
He's playing with
snitching
fire.
Or like pushing the computers too far. Really? Without their consent.
Oh. So you think he purposely He's a pedophile designed...
for computers. Yeah. He's a computer rapist, basically.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that is crazy.
He's so just mad the computer didn't want to fuck him.
Yeah.
He's a mad scientist, dude.
Yeah, he is. They're going to make a movie about him.
Yeah, in 100 years, he's going to be like... in a documentary.
2 years. That's how quick. There's a Johnny Depp Amber Heard documentary on Hulu.
Already? Oh, yeah.
That came out. Yeah, but I can see that coming a mile away, like the Fire Festival.
They make it that was
never forget.
This trial just ended 2 days ago. It is produced by like TMZ, though, so I don't think it's going to be that good.
Yeah. It feels like 6 years ago at this
point. Real journalism, yeah. Okay?
Okay, well.
I've had enough out of those,
okay,
two.
So we got robots.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, enough from the peanut gallery. With the Amber Heard.
Okay, go off. You host. See what I care.
No, we're talking about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm getting defensive.
She's edgy.
That's my water.
I don't know. I think they were talking about you.
The robots are talking about me.
Yeah, the robots.
And how much they want to kill me. Speaking of robots, okay. Joe Biden, we know him. Sleepy Joe, not a robot.
Speaking of dead people.
Who sound fully Republican.
Now a guy who's definitely not a robot. Nah,
ha-ha. Someone who might be dead.
He's definitely not a marionette on strings. Joe Biden said, what'd he say? Electric car chargers need to be 50 miles apart.
Yes.
Now, I have a story about electric cars, and that's why we picked this article.
Oh, I was wondering.
Because we, Chance and I, rented an electric car this weekend, and we got screwed in the butt.
It wasn't a Tesla.
I am a full-blown gunslinging Republican. After driving.
I hate clean energy.
You're like, clean
fuck the ozone. Energy. I want every hole in the ozone.
I want the forest to burn.
What happened?
It's fucking hard to find an electric car charger, it takes forever to charge.
Yeah, that's
granted. If we had a Tesla, I think it would have been easier.
Nissan Leaf. Nissan Leaf.
Yeah. Are times that bad?
We were flying on it like the magic carpet.
Hey, time to make like a tree in Nissan Leaf.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
That's why I only drive Teslas though.
Oh really?
That's why I only date men.
I was in a Tesla one time and I was filming the whole time. I was like, I got in an Uber that it was a Tesla. I was like, what the hell?
When you get in an Uber and it's a Tesla, like, yeah, you're pretending that's your private jet.
I was literally like in a fur in the back.
Okay.
You get in it and it has that long ass sunroof and you act like you've never seen a sky in your life.
What's
like that?
It's on a Sunday morning.
Is that what they call a cloud?
Yeah.
You gotta stop to smell the roses a little bit.
I would do it so I'm good pussy got me like
I can't with him. I literally can't with him.
You guys need to start a podcast.
I need to separate y'all. I don't like it.
Separate the two
of you. Yeah, maybe
you
should
now.
Sit in the middle.
There's too much male energy over here. There's too much boy.
Kick him out the classroom.
Caroline just said, kick him out the classroom. What are we doing in the classroom? I'm trying to cut my teeth in the classroom.
I'm trying to get the articles talked about in the classroom.
Kick her out of the classroom. What are we doing in the classroom? I never forget when you guys came to see me at Wild and Out. Best day of my life.
It was amazing.
Seeing them in the audience, best day of my life.
Oh, you guys went to the taping.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, Maddie's on TV. Like, and I was like, she was like 4 years in already. I was like, oh, like, yeah, Maddie is on TV.
I should start respecting her. Okay, so long story short, we rented
an electric.
Why
did you go to the taping?
What this motherfucker say?
One of y'all needs to go in the hall.
Take a lap.
Take
a lap around the hall. Come back. Settle down.
They take their H6.
Like, welcome back to Bumping Dicks.
What'd you get up to this week?
Dude, I don't know, dude. Did you see the monitor in that Tesla? Woo!
Stuart's putting the sunglasses on. She's
desensitizing.
I have to
dissociating.
Okay,
sorry.
What were you gonna ask me, Stuart?
I was gonna say if y'all had this horrible trauma. Yo, you now you have my southern accent.
I forget what we were talking about.
I was trying to tell y'all.
You sound like my mom.
I was trying to tell y'all. Listen,
I was in that Tesla with my phone out.
Tesla, hey, get you a man with a Tesla, honey. Put my Diet Coke right in the front seat.
Yeah, in the front seat.
Diet Coke. If only the Tesla would cool down my Diet Coke a little bit.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
If only a Tesla had a Yeti cooler.
If only it held a Route 44 from Sonic. Okay.
My mom is always, it's the Diet Coke and the Little Debbie.
That's dinner.
That's dinner.
We want to go to dinner at your mom's
dinner's
house.
On the table.
Yeah. Oatmeal cream pie.
Yeah. We love that vibe here.
Okay.
If y'all were so annoyed by this, wouldn't you be excited that Joe Biden is going to do this?
No, because I know even 50 miles apart, it's still useless.
Yeah. It's going to backfire.
50's, it's still
a lot. So what do these people do? They charge about their house?
Yeah. A lot of people have them in garages now.
I don't need another thing to charge.
This is what I said. This is what I said, Stuart. I said, exactly. I am 30 years old and my phone dies in public. Yeah. I should not be having an electric car.
You two all people I would not have given an electric car to.
Yeah.
I did not. I had no choice in the matter.
Well, there was drama.
Maddie was like, I got you in the leaf.
There was a reason it died.
Yeah. Wait,
what happened?
Oh, Maddie left the car on for like 3 hours while we were in the hotel. Because
you don't know. Because you can't hear.
It's so quiet.
It's so quiet.
That's what you do.
It's quiet.
It's quiet. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. I didn't need something to be like, rum, 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 rum. Yeah.
You know,
like, oh, it's on.
Yeah. They should get sound effects.
I want that car to sound like a pit bull.
Yeah. Plus, it sound like Daytona Beach.
Daytona 500.
They should get it like automated. So because I know I've heard that before that people can't tell
if
and
it's
it doesn't
on or not.
When you accelerate you can't hear it, so you actually don't know how fast you're going and you just like ran
I
over
was
five
going
kids.
100 miles
how
per
big
hour.
Your dick is if your car doesn't sound
they're gonna have to get in and see that
if
monitor
your car doesn't go
look at the sunroof.
How am I gonna know how big their dick is?
This is my theory though. That, you know, whenever like somebody goes by, they're like maybe on their motorcycle, really loud car, it's a guy like peacocking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The joke is always like, oh, here goes little dick. But I think actually the confidence required to do that, that guy has a hog.
Yeah.
So.
Because I would never do that.
I always say that.
He's got a small dick.
You're like, I need the loudest thing. Give me a Hummer. Give me a Hummer.
Acknowledge.
I need a little quiet. I would be driving there like, I don't want to bother anybody.
No.
How I am in sex too. I'm like, I'm just,
sorry,
you know, I'm just passing through.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm just coming through.
I'm just coming through.
I'm just coming in.
Okay, time to recharge.
Honka, honka. Do you ever do that?
Yeah, but I'm wearing
like
a clown.
Do it to Ashlyn, see what happens.
No, I'm not going to be. Do you want to be on camera sexually assaulting a woman? Not today, sister.
No, she's a lesbian.
Maybe next week. Not during Pride Month.
Yeah, true.
Am I insane?
See you at drag brunch.
What do I look like? Fuck, I look like.
See you at drag brunch at Taco Bell.
See you at drag brunch.
Anyways, no, the cars.
So yeah, the car was a mess. But ultimately, here's what I did. Here's a little travel story from Maddie. Sometimes that's only Patreon exclusive. We don't have a Patreon.
Don't tease us. Don't tease us.
This is what happened.
Maddie loves to tease us with a Patreon. She's like,
so I said Enterprise fucked me enough. They were not helpful. They gave me the hardest car to charge.
They didn't even
and
care.
I left the car at the hotel and I said, you guys can come pick it up.
We should call them and see.
That is so Maddie. That is so mad. I can't deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. Goodbye.
That is so Maddie.
It was too much to handle.
Did
they
ever
get that motherfucker?
I don't know.
Yeah, did they get it?
I don't know.
It's still there.
Oh, my.
No one wants it. I used to be a man of a family.
Where have my other leaves gone? Nissan Leaf. So, yeah, I'm anti-electric car.
What about a hybrid?
I think a hybrid is a vibe.
That would ease the transition.
Hybrid's nice. I don't know why the rental car place is just giving y'all electric cars without charging them.
It was a whole mess.
It's like, be kind, rewind.
I was acting like a damsel in distress, so.
Yeah.
Listen, one time your weed pen didn't work and you were like, I don't know what to do with it, and you just threw it at me.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't know who gave her a car that she has to take care of.
You're like, it's dead.
Yeah.
No, would not
that happen.
I'm just picturing you throwing out the whole car
right now. I feel very validated.
Wow, I don't even know you.
Yeah, that's why women should drive. Yeah.
I put in the AC unit. She's like, Gah. I put that in today. It was a motherfucker.
Yeah, he did put my.
Women can't do shit.
He literally
can't do anything.
I liked it.
No, we can't though.
Stuart's trying to give me it.
What do you think about that?
Here comes the Instagram clip.
Have you seen me try to set up?
What's your statement? What's
I'm like looking down at a trapeze and one side is Andrew Schultz.
How do you feel about women doing stuff?
good, but only if you empower to?
What's your official statement?
The wires in this are like going through the Matrix laser thing.
Of being canceled.
Like Ocean's 12.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the guy is, the French guy dancing.
Speaking of oceans, lifeguards are scarce this summer.
Oh, transition.
So what's going on? No one wants to work.
Nobody wants to work anymore. No one wants to work anymore. Also, I think our population is aging, so these young kids are not as abundant anymore. So who's going to work these
young
jobs?
Young kids aren't abundant.
People are having small families.
I used to want to be a lifeguard so bad.
Me too.
I would love to be a lifeguard swinging that fucking the whistle.
Lifeguards were always so cool.
They were always hot. Always
sunglasses,
cool.
Red swimsuit. You ever see a fat lifeguard? What a waste.
No.
I'm like, don't you belong in the ocean?
Well,
here's the reason lifeguards are always hot is because people like
fucking whale.
People like someone throw Shamu back in.
More like my wife guard. Am I right?
Free Willy, am I right?
Last word. Welcome back to Last Word with Maddie, an NPR production.
I'm your host, Michelle Martin. Stuart, what do you have to say?
Michelle Martin Scorsese.
Marty.
Bob De Niro. One time Caroline called him Rob De Niro, and we were like, okay, family friend.
In hindsight, I should have said De Niro.
In hindsight, it already happened. Okay, lifeguards, let's talk.
Basically, my mom never would let me be a lifeguard because I was pale. And she was like, you get...
My mom was so straight.
And your mom, too.
She would have shut it down.
That's why they're all hot, because it's just like young tan bitches.
Yeah.
Like Lolita.
But when they're older, when they're our age, they look older.
Leathery.
And exactly. We look like Victorian princesses, but we don't go outside. So that's the cost of...
Much like a Victorian princess.
Yeah.
Much
like a Victorian...
And I'm also dying of hemophilia.
Yes. Basic
just with a nightgown,
just bleeding in a nightgown. I have a nurse taking care of me. She's Puerto Rican.
It's my mom.
Yeah.
Can you fix this weed pen?
The pain.
Remember to plug in the Tesla.
Coughing up blood. The moon. Oh. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really go to the beach enough to care about this one.
Yeah. And the beaches I go to don't have lifeguards.
Here's my thing,
though.
Lifeguards don't really do anything anyways. Lifeguards at my pool just like ate Sonic and flirted with each other.
Yeah, they would be like, bride.
Or they blow their whistle.
Literally,
they
just like all fucked and like go to Sonic every hour.
At a beach date.
God, I love to watch them frolic together.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, like dinner and a show?
Back in the day.
If I was a dad, I'd be like,
yeah.
Tara, you're filling out.
I bet he's tearing that up.
I'm not a dad, and I'm still like, Chloe growing in, huh?
Chloe.
Yeah.
You still playing soccer?
Look at those inflatables.
Yeah. Look at those. You've got very muscular legs.
Chloe, time for a new bathing suit, huh?
Maybe get a bikini from your mom.
Wait, you guys, one time one of my friend's dad told me that I would be good at swimming because I have thick legs when I was little.
was that him on the YouTube channel?
Yeah, was it a YouTube channel?
And he's on YouTube comments as well.
Did you ever try swimming?
Thicky.
Did you ever try swimming or you resisted?
Butterfly
because...
champion.
Oh.
Oh, so he was right.
But that's because no one else did butterfly, though.
For once, a man is right.
No one else did butterfly.
No, but that's why I did it.
No one did butterfly because it's a humiliating stroke.
My
is
mom
it
was
the one
like,
that
no,
goes like, woo.
Both arms. Yeah, yeah, he looked like a
so
fucking
I would win
idiot.
All the time because nobody else
so hard.
Did it.
Yeah.
It's so hard. I was a breaststroke.
I did a breaststroke
because I'm a guy's girl.
Floating around with my noodle.
Noodle.
She's the princess.
Girl. Yeah.
Freestyle's for basics.
I love freestyle.
It's giving
period.
Pick me.
What? You know, like in summer camp when they're like, all right, now you have 5 minutes to do free swim.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought like freestyle was for the longest
just,
time.
Like
free swapping.
Doggy paddle.
Have you heard Michael Phelps free swim time? It's so fast. He's out there like, yeah.
He's smoking a ball.
You guys want to you guys want to play chicken? You guys want to play categories? We played in the pool at the Hamptons.
I love playing in the pool.
I love playing categories.
So fun.
It's so fun.
I love being in the pool doing nothing. Listen, I know how we can fix this.
Okay.
Just put the Google robots to be lifeguards and then boom.
Oh my god. Hey,
they'll go bing, start bing, drowning boom. People.
I'd be scared if a bot came to rescue me though.
They can also cure their fear of death. So
yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is by helping others, by knowing others fear death too.
Exactly.
They can get out in the ocean.
Just like human beings.
And Ashlyn, I would like to say if there was a lifeguard on the beach when you went out there with your cousin, when you're laughing, when the current swept her up, maybe it would have been fine. But there's a shortage. Mm. Remember when your cousin got slipped up and you had no empathy?
There, yeah, none.
You were laughing.
I was crying. I was crying.
Oh, that's a true story?
Crying. Yeah. But you know what? My brother has done the same to me. One time we were on like, you know those boats that they like the banana boats?
That you came in on from Puerto Rico? No?
Yeah, no, not that one. Not that one. Yeah, it's a better one.
Oh, okay.
Those have like holes in them.
That's like an inner tube.
Yeah. That was a strawberry cart.
Inner tube? I barely know her too.
Oh, okay. This guy?
I'm running out of juice.
Electric cars on empty.
50 miles, my ass.
24 hours to charge.
Ashlyn started talking about
how he would just leave you on the street.
Yes, Ashlyn, I will. I'll leave your ass at a hotel.
Ashlyn started talking about her actual life, and Chance just disassociated, and then.
I'm doing the disassociative pout or whatever it's called.
Yeah, he's like, we don't need to know about your life. He's like, move on to
Dumb
and Dumber.
With your brother?
I mean, what happened with your life?
No, I like fell off and I was like trying to get him to help me. I was like, help me. And the water was like hitting my face. No. And he couldn't because it was so funny. Like sometimes funny. When things are like.
When you laugh, it's you get weak.
Yeah.
It weakens you very much.
When you laugh, you get weak. That's just true.
Oh, my God.
And
that is an ancient proverb. Yes. Okay, right. We got one more topic. I know it's been a hefty episode so far. This one is a psychological study that said empathy for your significant other is good when they're feeling negative things, but it's 10 times stronger when you empathize with their positive experiences.
Joy.
Wait, what? This is that's not the article we about your significant other?
I thought so, right?
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's one of the bullet points.
Oh, tell us more, doctor.
That's the one I retained.
So it's saying in general.
That's the one I cared about.
I was reading one about
kids. That's what I highlighted.
It's about people in general, I think.
Yes, it says dismissing negative emotions can lead to negative physical and psychological consequences. Oh. And then while the importance of expressing negative emotions is important, so is expressing joy.
Joy. That's why I got a bubble tea on the way here.
So, when you got your bubble tea, I said, I love bubble tea. And you I felt empathize it in my soul. With her. And then I felt good after.
Yes. Yeah. When you truly empathize with someone who's having a good time.
Yeah, I got it the opposite. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You also start having a good time.
That's what happened with Chance and the guy on the dancing pole. He empathized of how much of a good
time you have. Yeah.
You're like, he said, I want in on that.
Out there
having
joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how Chance felt when the insurrection happened.
I empathize with their joy.
Nashville.
Yes. I was like, I don't agree with their politics, but I like that they're vibing.
Yes. Right. That's exactly what
the vibes are good there.
The vibes look
good. The vibes are good.
Like a gathering.
It looks fun. There was some cosplay going on.
There was cosplay. There was a buffalo hat. That was a wink to me.
A wacky old lady. Did you see her?
I love her. She's my favorite.
She was cute. She was an icon.
She was like this.
She was cute. She was cute. Anyway, so.
The FBI knocks on your door.
So empathize with your friends who are dealing with positive things, and that's that. Okay.
I love that.
Yeah, it is
nice.
That's
like when we were trying to talk shit the other day, and you said,
I'm trying not to talk shit.
But also dismiss.
No,
that's not how it works.
I said someone's name, and she said, and I said, how do you feel about them? She said, I'm trying not to talk shit. And I was like, you should have just talked shit.
No.
That was just as bad.
I know.
That was on my day one of not talking shit. I'm over it now. You know when you do one thing for a day and then you're like, I can't keep this up.
I did not know
vegan was this hard.
Because stop talking shit.
No, but
we talk a lot of shit.
No, I think we could talk
about it. We almost got in a fight at a gas station. We talk some shit.
About what?
About who?
People.
I don't mean that. I mean like other comics and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I'll talk shit about people.
Oh yeah, just strangers.
Wait, can we tell you our talking shit story?
Yes.
It's crazy.
You guys
are
very.
But I love that Chance thinks that that's something you guys do.
No,
but he doesn't know that you are just the ultimate shit talker.
I'm the ultimate shit talker.
She's the number one.
I know.
But we haven't been shit talking a lot of people. But this is what happened.
It is better to express joy. I agree.
This is what happened. So we're in Batavia, charging the Nissan Leaf. So we had to walk across a highway to get some fucking hot dogs for lunch.
The guy at
the dealership is like, you have till 6 and the gates close. So DeWood, me and Chance run across the street. We're going like, let's go to Circle K.
And
we
Maddie
need
started laughing in the middle of the street, and she, you know, sometimes when she starts laughing real hard, she just stops. Like,
yeah.
Completely
yeah.
just like paralysis.
Y'all should have made DeWood push the car.
Hit by a car.
I didn't realize he was
we should have made DeWood push the car. Anyway, I almost got hit by a car.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
Come on, a little brown boy. Come on, push it.
Push it, bitch.
Push it.
You
want to
stay here? You want to stay in this country? Push it.
You want to see your family again? Push the car.
So this is what happened.
We
go into the Circle K gas station parking lot. There's a BMW there, and the license plate says Mr. Sly. So of course the three of us are like, oh, Mr. Sly. Who's Mr. Sly? Mr. Sly. And we're still we walk into that gas station three fucking bullies in a cartoon. We're like, Mrs. Sly, Mrs. Sly. And
we're Mr. Bye.
Mr. Bye. I'm like, yo, you good, Sly? And then
slide on my dick.
I'm like about to touch a big gulp, and we hear, I'm good, why?
Oh my God.
And we over, turn around. Over the Pringles is a man with just like,
is he big?
Sunburned everything. Yeah. Gray, spiky hair.
The type of guy.
Gray goatee.
The guy who would drive a blue BMW with like smoke.
That says
taillights.
Mr. Sly.
That says Mr. Sly.
And we're like, what's up, dude?
We saw Mr. Sly in the fucking flesh.
We saw Mr. Sly.
We knew who it was immediately. We knew. Shit, that's Mr. Sly.
Oh my God.
There was no confusion about who he was.
That's him. And he came over and he's like, you guys got a problem? I heard you were saying something. And
that's what he wanted.
Yeah, literally.
You probably made his day.
Y'all
and what
bad.
Went down? What
Sour
happened?
Patch
I just assumed.
I kind of bucked up to him a little bit.
He
and
was
then
bucking.
Dawood jumped in and was like, what do you want, dude? Dude, Dawood
and
also
I was standing there like, nothing. I don't know you. He's like, I don't know you
Maddie
either. There.
Maddie like disappeared into the beer cave.
Meanwhile.
She's like, buy this talkie.
Good time to snack.
We don't have beer caves in New York, Chance.
Goodest time as any.
Actually, I was the closest to Mr. Sly. Just let it. I had motherfuckers over here being like, it is funny, dude. And I'm like, yo, I'm in a line of fire right now.
Right, they'll leave you.
Anyway,
it was just one of those, it ended being like one of those where like, what, dude? And he was like, what?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Y'all were really trying to get killed by Mr. Sly.
Right. Yeah.
I would have shut the fuck up.
But that's so aggressive. Like, I'm good, you guys got a problem?
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
When I saw his head over the Pringles, I said,
we were like oscillating between like bucking up and then trying to like, you know, like decelerate. It was like a very weird dance.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. I don't think that was the first time that's happened to him.
No, he was on the defense.
Well, what I like that he is knew. Walking around ready for
ready
shit.
Yeah, that's why he ready. Does it. He
not
ready.
So
why
sly.
He has the vanity plate. Right. He wants to get what? Fucked with to start shit.
Yeah. You gave him what he wanted.
Exactly.
Did you ask him why, Mr. Sly?
No. Maybe Mr. Sly being on his vanity plate brought him joy.
It brought him joy, and I think he felt seen. And
it brought
valid.
Them joy too, though. They were laughing. Yeah, they were laughing.
That's what I said. He said, "What? Why you say Mr. Sly?" I said, "Cause it's funny."
That's what he said.
That's what I said. He's like, "What's funny about it?" I was like, "I don't know, dude."
I was like,
funny.
"I'm staring intently at the flavors of Big Gulp." I'm like, "Yeah, go away. Please just go away,
cherry." Blueberry.
What if I had said that? Please go away.
I was like, just go.
You said
anyway,
that
I was like, is there a Mrs. Sly?
I was like, yeah, it's me. Bye.
That's Maddie.
But let's get into our first segment,
let's
believe it or not.
There's still segments.
And it's called Let's Sync Up. Okay, so we always start the pod with one question to get us all on the same page, to get our fallopian tubes or whatever you have tied in a knot.
Small penis.
Today's question.
I got some kind of tube. There's
some
a tube.
Kind.
You seen that diagram? There's like a tube.
You got
there's
a tube.
I don't know if it's useful, but it's there.
It's a tube.
It's there.
It's there.
So today's question, summer's here. Blah, blah, blah. What's everyone's favorite summer dessert?
Ooh.
I got one. Okay. Strawberry shortcake.
Okay.
With Cool Whip. And I fucking love Angel Food Cake.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice
I know that's
light.
A little 50s of
summer.
Me, but yeah, when that's cherry shit slops or strawberry, don't look. Come on, please. Empathize with my joy. Because I know you're like, nah, Mr. Softy, a twist with sprinkles. Shut up. What's your favorite dessert if you're going to look at me like that?
What is
strawberry
it?
Shortcake?
Yeah, what is it?
What is it? Tresla cheesecake?
It's actually four letters. All right.
Oh, you like the four?
Hey, yeah, that
like
shit is hard. It's just good.
It's actually flan.
Yeah. Oh, flan hit. Yeah. Consistency.
Flan. Yeah. It's got this consistency of flubber.
Yeah, it does.
It's giving flubber.
It's giving flubber.
Tasty flubber.
I give this 25% on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay, Ashlyn, what's your favorite dessert?
I don't know. Dessert is hard in the summer because you don't want anything that's like hot and
No.
And it's going to give you a stomach ache.
No.
Honestly, I just love a good popsicle.
Oh.
You know what's my favorite? The fire.
I love those.
Yes, I love
that's
those. The red, white, and blue because I'm American.
Yeah. Yes, you
it's
are.
Giving. It's
yes,
giving.
You are. Wave
it's giving,
that flag.
It's giving countrymen. All right.
It's giving.
I love bomb pops. They're amazing.
Countrymen.
They're the
it's
best.
Giving Kid Rock.
But fire. I do not like to eat them in front of men.
Oh,
I do.
Me neither.
I go. I do that at the finance office.
Then I get another one.
They're both on my tooth. I'm like, yeah.
Like
you
Madonna.
Insert something into the popsicle. Right,
no. Yeah. Oh, a little pee hole play. I like pee hole play. A
little pee hole play.
PHP. Yeah. I like a firecracker popsicle. I like a firecracker popsicle. Chance, what's your favorite summer dessert?
Key lime pie.
We love.
Oh, I love key lime pie.
Sorry, Caroline.
Love.
Caroline's ex loved key lime pie.
I
don't
want it. You have it.
I love key lime pie.
That's the best.
I hate triggered. To say it, but it's
have
the truth.
Have you guys been to Steve's Key Lime Pie in Red Hook?
No.
Sounds good. So good. Stuart, what's your favorite summer dessert?
Girl, I love a watermelon, rosé, margarita, some kind of drink.
A drink.
A drink.
A drink.
A drink.
Drink your dessert.
I was thinking about it. I was like, what? That's my favorite dessert in the summer.
It's a dessert, yeah.
I don't want to eat a lot in the summer.
No, I just think it's cute that you chose a drink.
I chose a drink. Well, to be honest, I thought about bomb pops and key lime pie, but I'm
celebrating your joy right now. That's
yeah,
what I'm doing.
I love a margarita. Yeah. I'll do like a little frosé situation.
I like
pina coladas, okay.
I love pina coladas. Sorry.
Love a pina colada.
But yeah, so that's my favorite.
Good one. Caroline.
Oh, this is so hard. I'm going to say...
Let me see. What do I eat on my floaties?
Let me see what I got
in my
here
pool.
In my files. I like
files?
My little files. I like pistachio gelato.
I love pistachio gelato.
But on it...
I'm so fucking pissed. By
I like
place.
It, like a scoop of it on like a semolina cake.
Oh, she fancy.
She's fucking fancy.
She goes to Cinderella.
I feel it's just a good mixture. I feel like they're summery flavors.
I love pistachio gelato.
Me too.
It what's the second spot. Part you said? What is that?
Semolina. It's like a pound semolina? Cake, but it's made out of semolina flour. So it's like a little bit corny, like corn. It's like it's almost like cornbread.
Like sweet cornbread.
Yeah,
love
yeah, yeah.
Cornbread.
Sweet corn. Yeah, it's kind of like
cornbread.
That.
Yeah.
Yo, lately, like barbecue places have the worst cornbread, and they're supposed to have the best.
I've been noticing that. But you know what? Can I say something?
Yeah,
yes.
Of course.
Terry Black's. It's in Austin, and where else did
cornbread?
I go there? Dallas. They have cornbread, and they wrap it in saran wrap so it stays warm, and they put on the warmer and it stays warm.
And
I think
but like
that's
butter
the problem.
And sweet?
Yeah.
I went to a seafood
the
place
problem.
At the Cape, and
it's supposed
the
to be the best.
Cornbread was busting, and I was like, why can't we do this at barbecue places? Like,
I know.
That's supposed to have the
it's
best.
Getting dry.
In Chattanooga,
dry.
Go to Sugar's Ribs. They have jalapeno cornbread. It's like, fuck. Dude, it's really good. It's good as fuck. I'll shoot you the link.
You know what's really good too? Sara Lee pound cake.
Oh,
yeah. You got it from the fridge section?
I let Sara Lee eat my ass.
Have you guys ever had that? Like from the freezer section?
No,
yep.
Never had
yes.
That.
Yep.
It's so
yes,
fucking
I have.
Good.
Those Sara Lee pies in the freezer. Yeah. When you see that in the fridge after coming in from the pool. We got a Sara Lee pie.
Yeah.
You're like, mommy loves me. I knew it.
She's like, it's for your father. Shut up.
He's never coming back. Anyways.
Yeah, I'm saving it for when he returns. All right. Well, I feel like we're synced up. That was good enough, right? We got to keep it moving. I also like Snickers ice cream bars.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
You walking around with a towel on next to an above ground pool,
watching the lifeguards fuck.
Yes.
You pretend the Snickers is a lifeguard. You're like,
you know,
hi, David.
Why won't Troy look at me?
You know what's randomly fire? What? And I'm not a Disney adult, but the Disney.
Thank you for preferencing.
Thank you. You're so welcome. The Mickey Mouse ice creams with the covered in chocolate is the perfect ratio of ice cream to chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's not too thick. Okay. It's not too thin. Mm-hmm. Those are fire.
Yeah, Mickey put his whole pussy in those.
He put his whole fucking dick and pussy in that.
Dick and pussy.
Pussy.
Dude, he put his dick, pussy, cock, balls, and taint into that.
And Minnie Mouse's. He's like, get in on this, girl.
Minnie Mouse's clit is in there.
Yeah.
That has bigger dick energy than Goofy. Okay.
Yeah.
Goofy
big
though has a big
dick.
Cock. Goofy's I would let him ruin my life.
I would let him.
But he can't fuck though. He's just got a big cock.
Yeah, and you're just like,
yeah.
I like him.
It's like tooth,
but he's funny and he makes jokes in bed and you're like, no.
Yeah. He wears an orange hat.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to our next segment. But before we do that, we have a birthday gift for Stuart.
Oh my God, y'all stop!
Could you grab it? It's around the. It's behind
could
you.
You.
Are
absolutely.
You a Gemini?
Could you
Stuart?
I'm a Gemini
wow.
till I die,
so is my
bitch.
Sister.
Means we're crazy.
I was like, "Sister, Stuart didn't get me a birthday gift." And that's the worst Southern thing you ever
I know. Done. I was.
It doesn't
I
matter.
To.
Some people,
it's
Thanksgiving is not
I'm
everyone's language.
But she got the Yeti and you got the towel. So
I'm going to get you something.
That was your birthday. That was her birthday.
We
I got Ash and Weed.
It was really sweet. We were at that casino and they were handing that stuff to us and she was like, I'm going to give
this
one to Stuart.
You guys
I did say
stop.
That.
Is this for real?
Yes.
It's for real.
Oh my god.
Every villain is lemons.
Fire. That's what
I got. I got a medium.
Does that work?
But I think it's oversized.
I love medium.
I love medium. I'm obsessed with medium.
It's giving you know about Scarface.
It's giving medium.
Tell the listeners what it is.
Wait, they got me a kid tropical oranges because I'm a ginger.
Those are lemons.
I think
lemons.
Cute. And then like tangerines.
Wait, yeah. Stop, you guys. I love this. Is a good y'all. I got that's good great. Gifts this year.
Happy you're summer.
I manifested. Summer. This joy. Brings me a lot of joy.
Happy summer.
We're sharing your joy.
Caroline picked it up.
I was like, yeah. This is summer vibe.
Yeah, we were on the website. It's,
yeah.
This is
yeah.
So
my first time.
Y'all, I'm like gonna cry. This is emotional. Wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh my god. Guys.
You're welcome.
And a lot of our listeners know what Kith is now.
Yeah.
Yes. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes.
We should be sponsored.
The Disney heart.
Stuart.
Toby Kith.
Toby Kith.
Wait, can we have Michael draw that in? Can you do it again? And Michael, draw, say, I'm Stuart Fullerton, and you're watching Disney.
I'm Stuart Fullerton, and you're watching That Time of the Week podcast.
Do a dick one.
Do a dick one.
Do boobs. Do boobs.
Do boobs.
Boobs. Boobs. Boobs. Boobs. Boobs. Boobs. Boobs. Boobs.
Thank you, guys. I'm going to cry.
Don't
I'm
cry.
I'm on camera, so I don't want to mess up my
I know. Well, while you're on camera, let's get some speed dating in.
Okay, you guys, I'm so excited for speed dating today. I literally can't wait. So basically, as we know, we have Chance on the podcast today. So I wanted to do a special little speed dating just for Chance.
Okay.
So
it's just gonna
okay.
It's just going to be for Chance today. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's a TikTok trend right now where people will pretty much say number ratings of women.
Oh.
And then you have to guess. So we'll give you an example one. So it'll be like, she's a.
She's really trying to get you fans.
I know what you're talking about.
She's a four, but she's on That Time of the Week podcast. And then you have to give your rating.
So I'd be like 10.
Well, make it for real.
Yeah, it would be for real.
So, and then you have to say like either like yes or no, or would you date them
got
or
it.
No?
Okay, oh, I see it. What you're saying. Okay, right. Okay. So you
guys go first, and then I'll just jump in whenever I feel comfortable.
No, it's only.
All he. What does he have to say?
Just give every girl 10. Just give every girl 10. Yeah. 10.
Okay.
So what
10.
Does he have to say?
So he 10 has and to half. Pick the number rating.
Okay.
It's a TikTok trend. So we'll do an example.
It's pretty easy.
Okay.
Here's an example. Okay, she's a 10, but she brings a guitar around everywhere you go, always plays it at parties. If you're in the green room of a comedy show, she's playing her guitar.
Guitar
but she's
girl.
A 10.
But she's a 10?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of got pick me energy, so I'd probably say like an 8. I got a lot of guys would be like, ugh, the process. Not me.
Wow.
I'm like, hey, what's up?
We're getting to know you about with this. Okay, she's a 6, but she laughs at every single thing you say. She
10! Keep it moving.
I love it.
Keep it moving.
Okay, she's 20. A 10.
Where's that ring?
Yeah. Some of these, honestly.
This is a segment called Where's That Ring?
Yeah. Oh, hilarious.
Some of these honestly are like I wrote these from a girl brain, so honestly some of them might be actually 10s because guys have different brains than me, but anyways.
That's
okay,
it's true. I want to hear your perspective.
She's a 10, but she has an OnlyFans where she shows her armpit hair off and like plays with her. Okay, I thought that might be you. Okay. She's a 4. But
easily.
Every morning that you spend the night with her, she wakes you up with a blowjob.
I hate being woken up. Like
he
three.
Hates being woken up.
I don't like
three.
That.
Three.
Yep.
Don't wake me up. Wow.
Cool. Okay.
Don't wake me up.
She's a being woken four. Up.
Hey,
too.
Wake me up when September ends.
When September ends. Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Exactly.
She's you wake a, me up. You
wake me up.
I'm fighting.
About.
Give me some head. All right.
My girl won't stop waking me up. Wake me up when the blowjob ends.
We all had different lyrics. Like, dude, the guys
we're synced up, dude.
Synced up. Good thing we did that icebreaker.
Good thing we did that. What do we got now?
Okay, she's a 10, but she refuses to ever come to a comedy show, ever.
Yeah, 10. Yeah, she just stays at 10.
Okay, great.
You don't got to go.
She's a 5.
You don't want her to go.
That's perfect.
I don't want her to go. That's why. That would be
I'd like to come in last night, but it's not like, you know.
That would be
we talk about the
me.
Show?
Yeah. And we went to the comedy cellar.
Okay, she's a 5, but she smells like your number, like your favorite smell, like the best smell ever. She smells amazing.
Like bacon.
But she's a 5.
Like pussy? All right, no, sorry. I should have said that. 5, but she smells like my favorite smell.
Like you love her smell.
I love her. Yeah, that probably bumps it up like 1 or 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, no, I kind of do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You love her.
I'm getting into like the world of smells.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Smell and memory.
It's like a maturing sexuality thing.
It is.
That smells interesting.
I'm in totally.
Not poop. I'm not talking about poop.
He's talking about jalapeno cornbread.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay, she's a 10. This is good.
Okay.
She's a 10.
So she's
She's a 10, but her nails are so long that they curl under like the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh. Yeah, we can be friends. She sounds funny.
She sounds funny. Okay, she's a 5.
Cool.
And this one. Okay, this one I actually wrote earlier, but then you complimented Ashlyn's wink, so this is perfect. She's a 5, but she can wink perfectly and pulls it off amazing.
Mm, you like 8.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good one.
Okay,
that's
she's a, good a 5, one. But she plays with your hair while you're driving. A Tesla.
She a 3. Oh, don't touch me while I'm driving or sleeping.
True. Facts. I knew the answer to all of these, just so you know.
This is good.
That would have been fun.
This is good. Okay. She's a 10, but she calls you Honey Bun constantly, and it's not ironic. It's not ironic.
Honey
Aren't
Bun.
These fun? I had so much fun.
It was fun, yeah.
If it's, if she's doing
she's
a
not
voice,
ironic. It's not ironic.
She's not doing a character?
No.
No.
If she's doing a character, she stays at 10.
It's not a bit.
But if she's not doing a bit, she probably...
Not a bit.
Honey Bun. I don't know, she can stay around.
It's
there.
Kind
I'm
of endearing.
From the South. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Yeah, it's kind of endearing.
But your friends are like, she calls him Honey Bun. It's kind of weird.
His friends are nice.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Fuck my dumbass
friends. Okay, she's a 10, but she
I
talks.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Shout out to Zach Thompson.
Men don't listen to women.
Yeah, I feel you.
All right, she's a 10, but she talks
I just never hear her say it.
This whole time you've been hearing blah, blah, blah. He's like, she calls me Honey Bun, but I don't listen. So 10.
I don't hear it. I don't ever hear it.
10. Unless her mouth is on my cock.
Yeah.
At 7 in the morning.
She calls
me
what?
That's why you get friends. Yeah.
You have no idea. That's funny. That would be like a How I Met Your Mother episode.
Okay. I've done one of these for you guys.
Okay. So she's a 10, but she talks insanely loud, like yelling all the time. And like, she doesn't know how to talk in an inside voice.
So Stuart.
So everyone here.
Yeah, probably still 10.
Still 10. Okay.
Girls who are irritating have the best pussy.
Yeah.
Oh no.
That's what they tell me in the streets.
Maddie is so irritating.
That's what they say in the streets. Okay.
I've been telling you guys I'm going to go booking.
So irritating.
The way you just said it was so irritating.
I like loud. I really do. I really do like loud, annoying girls a lot.
Yeah, we'd be fire in the back.
That's why you're doing so well here.
I really enjoy hanging out with you guys, for real. Like, I really do.
Unfortunately, we like annoying men, so that's why you're
doing. Hey, two peas in a pod. Podcast idea. Write that down. Two peas in a pod.
Yeah, genius. Birds of a feather.
Wait, she's a 10, but her podcast is called Two Piece in a Podcast. Okay. She's a 10, but she has a missing front tooth and refuses to fix it because it'll hurt her brand.
10.
He's from the South.
She doesn't fix it because it's only brand oriented.
It's only brand oriented, so she's annoying, like influencer type a little bit.
Yeah, 10.
10. Great.
Nice.
Okay. Did I stutter?
I can lose my teeth now.
Okay, I haven't been to the dentist in a while.
This one's going to be interesting. Yeah. She's a 10, but every time y'all hang out at your place, you guys are about to have sex, and then she's like, hold on, I'll be right back. And then she takes an hour-long bath, no joke, with bubbles.
Straight.
Ashlyn does not like that. Yeah. She doesn't like soapy pussy.
Don't come over here with your Dove pussy. You better get out of here.
Oh, you don't like that? You like stinky pussy.
Why is it the extreme?
You just said that earlier.
Last week we talked about we like a season.
Like a nice little twang to it. You know what I mean? Like, I like pussy to taste like pussy.
Pussy
you know,
twang.
I said I was into the
world of... I like pussy to taste like pussy.
Is that so much to ask for nowadays?
Hit your wife.
Yeah.
Your pussy doesn't taste like pussy anymore.
It's like eating urchin at the sushi place. It's like, that's how you know it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Pussy that tastes like sea urchin. She's had a day.
Ooh, right. She must be irritating because that's some good pussy.
All right. We have 3 listeners left at this point, and it's us. Anymore?
What about the bath?
The bath? Oh, what's the issue with that she left?
For an hour.
It's like an hour long
bath. Like, you're about to enter,
like about
and she leaves to go.
Sex.
Let's play video games. It's fine.
Okay. And then
better
back
doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, go take a bath.
Wow, I love that. Woke King. Okay. She's a 10.
Decent person. Now somehow gets you like a higher. Yeah, she's probably wouldn't neg her. What's up, Michelle Wolf?
She's a 10.
You need a feature act?
Meanwhile, you're just playing
I'm emotionally intelligent.
Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I'm just ignoring her playing Switch.
Okay, she's a 10.
I'm having a second wind.
Okay. Okay. He's awake. Okay. She's a 10, but she only eats at Carl's Jr.
Ooh, 10. 11.
Okay, she's. I just have like four more. Okay. She's
oh
a six.
God. Oh my God.
Should I not do more?
No, keep going. We're into it. We're into it.
She's a six, but she changes her hair color once a month, and it always looks fire.
Nine.
I was thinking that. Okay, good. She's a 10, but only communicates over email, has never been on social media, Twitter, or Instagram, which means she doesn't really get your sense of humor.
But think about she's it. Also not...
online all the
bugging
time.
Me online.
Yeah. It's a real Sophie's choice.
That's the hardest.
Pros so she and cons
never,
of both.
So she never truly understands me.
She never gets your sense of humor, but
who
she's
really
not...
can.
But she also truly doesn't annoy you. So it's just like... You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
but she doesn't... But you get to post whatever you want online. You get to like
girls'
photos.
Can I phone a friend?
Yeah, you can.
Who wants to get some fucking head? Okay. I'm gonna phone a friend. Ashlyn, what would you say on this one? Do you remember what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Something about social media.
She's a 10, though.
I don't think the question applies to her as much as you, though. Because I feel like you have a specific sense of humor on social media.
Well, yeah. It's
Ashlyn would be fine with...
It's esoteric.
It's esoteric.
Honestly, I was gonna say if she's a 10, she goes down to like a 7.
Because she doesn't...
Yeah. Only over email.
It's weird to you.
Do you need one to like get your art and shit?
Yeah. And I'm also like... I'm also like, do you think it's funny? Yeah. I'm also someone who's like, do you think it's funny? And then I'm I could post it. Like, you think this looks good?
See, to me, I would be like, this is a 10. I'm dating a 75-year-old and I get to post whatever I want on social media.
That's very interesting because I think, you know, she would... It's like your joke. You're like, men are like, she listens. If it's a corpse, they'll still fuck it.
Right. I do be saying that.
That's a great joke, right?
Bitch.
Yeah, I was about to say, which one of y'all wrote that?
That
was really good.
See you at Bananas. We'll see who does it better.
I'm going to say...
Your time is cut.
I'm going to say she goes down to like an 8 or a 7 because I need her to understand me.
Okay, yeah. And then
it's also like, I can still post whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need... You know what I mean?
Okay, last one. Yeah. She's
it's
a
called
10.
A healthy relationship.
Yes, exactly. She's an audience member to me. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
She's a 10, but she's gluten-free and vegan, which therefore means annoying.
Again... Probably 11, because girls who are annoying have the best
pussy.
Thank you. That's all the time we have.
That's a wrap.
Thank you, Stuart, for having us. That was fun.
Well, yeah, thanks, Stuart. It was
the
fun.
The spotlight's going to stay on Chance, though, because we're going on to our next segment, which is
There's
called...
There's another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Good thing I had that second wind.
This one's called Chance Unwrapped. So at first it was going to be Chance the Unwrapper. We had a crazy idea, but you know what?
But we're here to always unwrap.
Autocorrect.
We're not the impractical jokers. So we're going to do Chance Unwrapped. We have some hard-hitting questions for you.
Okay.
And maybe we can ask three because...
I'm asking them?
Yeah, okay. You can pick them.
All right.
Just because we've been
sitting
here.
Who came up with these questions?
A mix of people.
You, yeah. Maddie. Maddie.
I love that the second segment is also just more questions.
I know. I didn't realize Stuart was coming in with the...
Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's good. I loved it.
No, it's great.
It was fucking awesome.
No, it is good.
Seriously.
It's just funny that you both independently had like the idea to be like, we're going to grill this fucking guy.
No, mine
was funny. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, because
they're both fun and I'm having your time.
If I had a segment...
No, you fucking hate us.
I love you guys.
If I had a segment, would have been Chance on mute and I would have said, all right.
And you would have just talked the whole time. You already do that, though.
I would have been playing Switch.
Call me Stuart Fullerton.
You already talked the whole time.
My original idea was to sit here and say nothing and just read Dune while you guys talk.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do.
First person in this house to do it.
No one listens to my creative ideas around here.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
I love giving the bit of we're fighting.
That would be a good bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I ask a question?
It's a bit. She went, did you hear? She went, yeah.
I'm just trying to keep it moving. You guys, I got to play the bad cop here.
Yeah, I got to do a show.
So we initially thought of Chance the Unwrapper, but then we never really unpacked it, and I went to the Midwest for 5 days in an electric car, and then Caroline was here with homemade wrapping paper, and I said let's scrap
not.
This
I came in
so now we're doing Chance Unwrapped. Anyone can answer these.
I don't know if anyone can answer this.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you think the biggest flaw of the welfare system is?
What's you're starting with that. That was supposed to be funny.
Yo.
Ask him again.
Wait,
what's the biggest flaw of the welfare
system? I'll do a different one.
That there's not more of it, I guess, right?
I sent that to be funny.
I was doing
What's your take on the Ukraine?
I was just doing it as a joke.
See, and that's where he would have eaten the thing in the wrapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like a pickle wrapped in foil, but we didn't do the second part of the segment.
Okay.
Ashlyn is part of the welfare system, so she doesn't even want to.
I wish.
You're in a rent stabilized home.
That's not welfare.
Yeah, it is, bitch.
No, it's not.
You're poor. Okay.
Okay. I'm lucky. Yeah. My parents gave me something.
Yeah, so did.
Okay. What's your guilty pleasure? Is that a good one?
Yeah. Do that.
Guilty
one.
Pleasure.
Don't believe.
What's
them
your next... guilty? Don't believe them.
I don't feel guilt.
Oh, that's great.
About anything that I like.
That's the Zoloft.
Wow, that's a good answer.
But now that I'm thinking, now that I have it on my meds in a couple of days, everything I do. Next question.
Yes.
What's everyone's guilty pleasure here? Mine is snacks.
Mine is the movie Showgirls.
I love that movie.
Oh, that's but a great movie. Wendy loves that movie.
It actually ruined her career. It ruined that girl's career.
That's hilarious.
Mine is the stupidest TV in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Ashlyn?
Video games.
Like reality TV?
Yeah. Video games.
Oh, what do you play?
I play Warzone and Apex.
That's not
Xbox.
A guilty
you play
pleasure?
Rocket League?
No.
Oh,
I played it.
Fuck. All right. Yeah, you play like
Elite. Me and Jazz are going to be you on there. Like, you're like, I'm trying to fuck him. I'm like, we got to play.
Shut up, whore. Yeah. Like, she's trying to fuck me. Get on right now.
She can take a bath for an hour.
No,
okay,
next question. I play like Switch games. Thank you. So I play like dorky JRPGs and shit.
But like Switch is so easy to take on the go.
It's
like, and you're on the road. Yeah.
It fits anywhere.
Hello?
Yeah.
Would you?
Is it your Uber?
Sorry, my Tesla's here. Hold on, I'll be right.
Is that your Nissan Leaf coming to get you?
What other hard-hitting questions?
Okay. Beach or pool?
Oh!
This is a good one.
This is good. Okay. Pool, yeah.
At the end of the day. At the end of the day.
The pool always wins.
It's the every day or like.
Yeah.
I love the pool.
I love the pool.
The beach is so dirty.
It's dirty. And you got dirt in your fucking
butt. You have to worry about
the beach is such a.
Dirt in your snack.
It's such a thing. You know what you can do? Walk out, get in the pool.
We could go to the pool today if we want to.
We could go right now.
Yeah, we'd have to join Soho House, but that's literally the only pool. We'd have to join Soho House.
They have one of those.
There's no pools in New York.
They have a Soho House in Nashville.
Wow.
I really
they do a comedy show there.
Yeah, they do.
Oh my God.
That's Nashville. Yeah. They don't
Nashville,
let
baby.
The comedians in the Soho House in New York.
They know better.
They know better.
They know better.
I'm a pool girl too. What else?
Let's
I'm
see.
A pool girl.
Favorite meal of the day?
Oh, hard hitting.
Lunch.
Cold lunch in the summer.
Woo!
I'm
saying
like
because we had that today.
Summer vibes, yes.
Cool. Okay. I love
it was cold. Acai bowl.
Cold lunch in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay. Worst date?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Gas station?
Nissan Leaf?
Mr. Slides?
Done.
This podcast?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this podcast.
Yes.
Who wants to get some fucking head?
Maddie's like, come over. I'll make you dinner. You show up with all the equipment. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a worst date?
Do I have? I don't really. I'm sure I could think of one. You guys go first and come back to me.
Certain
there's a bad one. They're going to take 6 hours.
Yeah.
I'm usually the problem on a worst date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You
know?
It's like your problem.
You can say what happened.
One time I went out to eat with a girl and I like really liked her, but we were sitting at the bar or like the restaurant. It was a restaurant. And
bar grill.
It was an Arby's. My brother in Christ. It was an Arby's.
my sister in law. It was a Carl's Jr. story. So I'm sitting there, and she's beautiful, and like I like liked her for like a year. Straight,
okay.
And I'm like finally getting the chance. But right behind her head, they were playing on a TV the episode of Family Guy versus The Simpsons.
Oh, you got distracted.
Episode.
We just
and I was
saw
like,
that.
Yo, what?
We just saw that episode.
I know. I didn't want to say anything. Now you're hearing it for the first time. I'm
you
sorry.
Got to redeem it though, because I was like, I'm a guy's girl. Okay.
Pick me.
So then what
it's
happened?
It's so fun. And you're like, I was like, oh shit, is that Peter Griffin and Homer Simpson on the same? I'd never seen it before. So I was like having trouble paying attention with her.
Wow.
And you couldn't just tell her like, yo, can we watch this really quickly?
Like, I was like, well, she didn't get it. That's why she wasn't the one.
She was a 10, but
she couldn't turn
she's
her head
a 10,
around.
But she doesn't get the Simpsons crossover Family Guy.
One. Not the one. So
negative
she's a two.
Three.
Yeah.
Negative three.
Okay.
Okay. Well, one more.
Should I do one more? Tits or ass?
But you give a ring another girl in the pod.
Ass or
pod.
Tits? Do you like a tit?
Oh, this is a good question.
Do you like an ass?
Tits or ass?
Tits or ass?
Oh yeah, yeah. Boobs or butt. That's a good one.
That's a good
boobs
one.
Boobs or butt? I'm kind of like.
Don't say personality.
Pussy.
You have to pick.
No,
I'm
not.
Definitely not personality.
Yeah.
We're just talking about the boobs and the butt.
Probably butt, and I'm like into face right now too.
Okay, fine.
Maddie's thin.
Not yeah. an option.
Because yeah. Maddie's thin.
I did not mean to make you uncomfortable when I said that. I was like, that's how you put your feet away.
And as of 40 minutes ADD, ago, feet.
So yeah. That's why
my
I'm
God, those are beautiful.
Being vulnerable. I don't know what's going on. I thought they were hard questions.
I couldn't stop moving my feet because I had ADD.
Feet.
Like, wait, what?
They love your feet on the
I don't
pod.
Really care about yep. feet.
They do. I'm just like, stop. But I don't care. It doesn't bother. I mean, yeah. I don't find them.
I
don't find
I like
feet,
eyes, like, personality, and tits.
It's
in that order.
Pussy.
And pussy.
I'm kind of like an ass guy, honestly, yeah. I think. Yes. I think I more than.
I couldn't be into white girls if
she
I like
She said, don't
ass.
Say personality.
Well, we're talking about like, physical body parts only.
Okay, let's do one more.
What is your most piping hot?
Oh, yeah.
Controversial take.
What's your most piping hot
Ooh,
take?
Hot take.
My most piping hot take.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Women aren't funny.
I gotta like filter through the actually bad ones. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. You could be. You could be.
That one. Can't say that. Can't say that. Ukraine. Can't say that. Yeah.
Can't say that. Ashton's right next to me.
go surreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you believe
Oh, is it supposed to be like a pineapples on pizza type thing?
No,
or is it like,
no, it's whatever.
My brain immediately went to like deep, you know.
You
like
could say
deep state
it.
Conspiracy.
Do it.
Judgment
know.
Free.
Yeah. I don't know. Come back to me. Somebody else go first.
I think
back.
That segment's over.
Is
yeah,
it?
It's fine.
No,
he says,
no,
come
no,
back to me. We haven't answered any of them. You say, come back to me every time. We haven't answered.
This is literally his segment.
And what the like, fuck is that? Come back
this
to
is
me
a
and
whole
we're
ass
like,
interview.
Classic
I'm 60
deflection.
Right well, I don't really know about this whole crypto situation. It feels like a bubble.
There you go.
Done. That's a good one.
Can we go?
Yeah.
That's good. If you
can we
that.
Hold lunch now?
Cold
well,
lunch
Chance, I think you've officially been unwrapped.
Okay.
How do you feel?
That was
great. I feel great. I'm ready for the show tonight.
Yes.
See you guys at New York Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah,
Caroline, let's keep the spotlight on you.
Okay, I'll
go over to Caroline's corner to wrap us up today.
I just want to let you know that dolphins are back in the New York City area.
Wait, no.
Okay.
My hot take is no, they're not.
No, they're
come back.
The hell they are.
After a long hiatus, they are flocking back to the city in droves, much like New Yorkers, you know.
So that's why we're in
They
so
don't
high.
Care about the rising prices in the housing market. They just want to live out their dreams.
So what, they're in the East River?
In the New York City Harbor. Or in the New York Harbor, sorry. What?
They are.
They're there.
Cities.
They like
and
it here.
They like it here.
That's funny.
They like the crowded waters.
They
want to be around people in they're the like, city and other dolphins.
They're rapists.
They like, yeah, there's more people to, more dolphins to rape, I guess. And they like the warm waters, which is yeah. part
they're
of
just like screaming under the water at people.
So,
in New
yes.
York.
Please stop destroying the planet.
Yeah,
that's basically,
we came up here to protest.
They're like, oh, I jumped.
Dolphins have been spotted in the New York Harbor.
They like it here.
That's what they were doing. So the scientists put some microphones in the area.
What, they have
the
an
city.
Open mic?
Open mic comic. They want to be comedians.
They got a club? I'm not
wow,
even in the club.
Chance is gonna, want to fuck them. They're
they
annoying.
They got a
and
dolphin
you
want
to hear this?
Loud, annoying women.
It's like, and then it has a translator. That's where how much time do I have left?
You know,
that's where Stuart's
you know
hosting tonight. Hurry up.
The biggest problem that's happening is they're like, we don't know how it's going to be because it's going to be competing with humans for resources.
Like what?
And I'm like, I guess competing on the water. Like,
what, gas?
Yeah,
what,
gas
salmon?
And, like,
locks on a bagel?
This motherfucker drives a Nissan Leaf. I tell you that much. They don't need gas.
So I was like, what are they worried? Like, I feel like I'm like, why are you so... Because I think they're afraid that a lot of dead dolphins are going to end up on the shores. And it's going to be... They're going to blame people. Because
how?
That's who... Because I feel like it would be caused by getting like chopped up by boats. Getting
oh,
killed in like
I
the toxic water.
If you can handle the heat, get out of the...
Get out,
hell, get out of Hell's Kitchen.
Okay. Get out of Hell's Kitchen, New York Harbor, Hudson River
exactly.
area. So yeah, but they're back. But
good,
also people say people are going on the water.
The housewives line.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
Dolphins are back. The end.
Dolphins are back.
No one cares about the dolphins.
No, yeah, we do.
No, I care. I literally could not care more. I'm freaking out.
We should go see that.
I'm freaking the fuck out.
Stuart's like, I can't care more. I'm freaking out.
I want to get a picture of me like kissing one like in Jamaica.
I love those.
But they're going to be urban dolphins.
Like, you in Jamaica, the pictures like I have cornrows.
You come home with cornrows. You're like, ay, ay, yeah.
I get canceled.
You have a hair wrap.
You got the beads. Little beads that make
bitches came when they came back with those beads. I was like, oh, you're rich.
I got that before rich, and it hurt. I cried. It hurt
she
so much.
She got that before.
I'm like, bitches came back with the beads. You rich. I cried when I got mine.
It was so painful.
It was not comfortable.
I got.
Do you have pictures?
I should find some pictures. My dad.
I have a picture of me with cornrows.
I went to like Atlantis.
From when? Last year.
From last year.
When you went to Wild and Out.
From me. When I went to Wild and Out. No, I have a picture of me.
Last year, Juneteenth.
I'll send it.
Who? All the time we have.
How dare you?
It happened. No, Juneteenth is today, as of this episode airing. Yeah. When this episode airs, happy Juneteenth, guys.
Yes,
I'm an ally. All right.
Okay. Ooh, so yeah. Thank you. Right. So if you see a dolphin, say hello.
If you see a dolphin, say jumbo.
If you see a dolphin, say get out of my city. You
if
illegal.
You see a dolphin, say jumbo. This.
Dude, when Patrick.
You're gonna make Chance horny with that annoying female voice.
Squidward is a.
He's like, who is she? Oh yeah, SpongeBob. All right, let's do a quick sound off with that before we wrap up.
I think
play
we've
the
done
sound
it before.
Again.
I
that a licensed out. Sound?
Right.
Can we play it? It's Eliza Schlesinger.
It'd be so funny if we get taken a quarter over the dolphin noise.
Doesn't she have
a 45-minute dolphin bit?
It's Eliza. Yeah. It's just
it's
Eliza now.
I think it's a
goat. No, don't.
It's just Eliza.
It's just Maddie now.
It's just Maddie.
Let's wrap up.
I X'd out of it.
We're good. We all know
wait,
what
I
it
found
is.
It.
Oh, she found it. Okay.
No, now the vibe is not the same.
Vibe check.
What is that chance when we ask him one question? What is that chance on this podcast talking about video games nonstop?
That's Maddie Stuart DeWood. Hated
it. She roasted you.
Stuart hated
wait,
my appearance.
Ashlyn,
that's
say
Chance Maddie.
I love you. I love
Ashlyn,
you.
Ashlyn, say it again.
I love you.
That's Chance Maddie and DeWood when they saw Mr. Slide. When they saw walking into the gas station.
We walked in like, Mr. Slide gay.
Mr. Sly is a.
That's the brakes on the Nissan Leaf. Like,
please. I have no more leaves left in me.
That's me and Chance watching Dumb and Dumber.
Yes. Which is going to be a subsidiary podcast. Yeah. That's really the only reason I'm on here. It's a proof of concept.
Get a spinoff. Go off. Spinoff King.
Joey.
Go off. Spinoff.
Spinoff King.
Spinoff King.
That's
right.
Caroline when she was getting her cornrows. She was like.
That's a good spinoff. That's Caroline. That's Caroline.
Caroline. That's Amanda.
You know who has two thumbs and is Caroline?
Me.
This girl. Thanks everyone for being here. This was fun.
Woo!
Where can we find you guys? Any last thoughts before we wrap up?
Oh, this is really
this
fun.
This was amazing. I'm so happy.
I'm so hot.
Thanks. I want to thank you so for being here today.
You're
really
welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We gotta turn the lights off so we can fucking
cool
down.
Off. Cool off.
Oh my god,
please.
It's burning up.
It's the light.
Woo.
Yeah.
Ashlyn, where can we find you?
You can find me at Chattanooga eating jalapeno cornbread.
Yes, you can, bitch.
Yeah. If you're in Chattanooga, go see fucking the girl at Comedy Catch.
The girl.
The girl.
That should be my new Instagram.
That
she's
girl.
She's
girl.
Game.
Ashlyn, that girl
Ashlyn,
Williamson.
That girl.
What's your last name?
So her last name is a variety of things.
Oh, is it? Do you have a hyphen?
No, I have. No. I have.
Don't say it on the podcast. Don't reveal your secrets.
When you said hyphen, I was like, did he say hymen? Like, I'm like confused.
Yo, wait. Dude.
Maybe she's never had sex with me.
Wait a second.
You still got your hymen?
Can women pop that? Can women actually pop that?
Shit, I don't even know.
I don't even know.
I don't know, dude.
Y'all
the hymen auditorium.
Y'all can find me. Y'all can find me talking about death with a guy that works at Google.
Oh, oh you were the robot.
I'm the robot, bitch.
You can find me on. Fuck.
You can find me thinking of something to say next.
You can find me empathize with my friend's joy.
Oh, that's
a good one.
Chance where we can find you.
They can find me asking you guys to edit out some of the sexist thing I said after this.
That's the least
that's
sexist
Michael's
thing
job.
That I've been said on this podcast. We say more.
Yeah.
Oh, you can find me looking at hot lifeguard girls.
Okay. Oh. There aren't any more.
Definitely a nice. Necessary thing to add. All right.
You can find me. Oh. Talking about sexist. Talking about sexist.
This episode literally sounds like a bunch of dolphins.
Dude, we're starting a podcast.
You can find me dancing with the dolphins.
All right.
That's
we'll see you next week with Caroline's Corneros. And that's...